The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good on you, Ender. Thank you, mate. The rumour file is open. $500 cash on the table. Last 2 days to be with us at Scarborough Toyota, just under the freeway on Scarborough Beach Road, Wednesday for the big draw. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, thank you, Basil, very much, and a happy Monday to you and Steve. Ender was just talking about snow. Well, we've got snow, at least in part of this country. We still have a week and a half before winter officially arrives in the United States, but don't tell that to people in the American South and up and down the eastern seaboard, for right now they're digging out from a pre-winter snowstorm. New York City is getting half a foot of snow. Nice if you're in Central Park.
It's nice to come out to Central Park and see all the snow, the first snow of the season, it sounds like, so it's beautiful today.
Not beautiful for those driving in Louisiana, where they're not used to a lot of snow, especially this early in the season. There's even been a rare dusting in New Orleans and enough to build snowmen in the state capital, Baton Rouge. Louisiana's emergency preparedness director is Clay Reeves.
Most folks in South Louisiana aren't used to driving on ice. I don't think anyone can ever do it very well.
The worst of the wintry weather has hit Alabama, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Then it started moving north along what's known as the Interstate 95 corridor. Along the way, neighbors banded together to help clear debris.
We all just grabbed his chainsaws and off we went.
Hundreds of thousands of people in the storm zone are now without power after transformers blew.
Yeah. Ooh, there was another one.
Even last night, I was hearing transformers buzzing and popping, and then trees all throughout the night. And this morning, I've just been hearing branches break and trees falling down.
In Philadelphia, Steve, there was very heavy snow falling throughout the annual Army-Navy football classic, which Navy won yesterday, by the way.
Oh, that's good to know. How many people have been directly affected by this, mate?
Well, really, about 70 million people across the South and Northeast have been or are under a winter storm warning, watch, or advisory. Thousands of flights have been canceled or severely delayed, most of those at Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport. On frozen, slushy roads, there have been a lot of accidents.
Some guy in a truck slid off the road and hit a car.
And Steve and Basil, once the storm moves on into Canada later today, it will have left a swatch of snow stretching about 3,200 kilometers from the Texas-Louisiana border all the way up the New England coast.
Bobby, we wish you well with that cold weather.
Stay warm, son.